pregnant HCP work restrictions. Pregnant HCP often express concern that they may be at increased risk of infections because of their pregnancy, and much anxiety can result from misinformation concerning epidemiology in general and the transmission of infectious agents in particular. One important protection for pregnant HCP is immunization. Immunization helps prevent certain preventable illnesses. As an added benefit, pregnant HCP pass on antibodies from immunization that protect the neonate for 3 to 6 months. For practical purposes, an otherwise healthy woman is not considered to be an immunocompromised host. Pregnancy does not increase the risk of acquiring infections, and for most infectious agents, clinical manifestations are no more severe in pregnant women. By consistently adhering to standard precautions, SP, especially hand hygiene, HCP are protected against most exposure concerns during pregnancy. And by correctly following additional precautions, such as when exposure to blood or bodily fluids is anticipated, all HCP are optimally protected from exposure to infectious agents. Thus, it is not recommended that immunized pregnant HCP be restricted from caring for patients with certain known infections, except in a few specific instances. In general, pregnant HCP are at no greater risk provided they follow SP and relevant transmission-based precautions, TBP. However, pregnant HCP who are not immune to measles or rubella should not care for patients known to have either of these diseases. Other work restrictions recommended for pregnant HCP include caring for patients infected with parvovirus B19 or for patients with respiratory syncytial virus infections who are receiving ribavirin aerosol. Other restrictions may be considered on a case-by-case basis. It depends on their underlying health status, and any restrictions should be reviewed with their primary and obstetric physicians. Key point: if pregnant HCP express concern about their assignments due to pregnancy, it is important to hear and validate their concerns. These concerns may be addressed by educating the pregnant HCP about the protection achieved through immunization and correct use of SP and TBP. Should they still have concerns, the IP should work with the HCP's primary care provider or obstetrician to address specific concerns.